This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, when Iowans think about trade and ag policy, a lot of times we think about corn, soybeans, pork, and beef. However, there's a lot of specialty crops to consider, including our fruits and vegetables and other products that also depend on sound policy and stable markets. As Farm Bill negotiations and trade talks continue, these sectors must not be left out of the conversation. We'll hear more right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association's Research Center for Farming Innovation is driven to deliver unbiased research and results to all our members. Our nationally recognized team of researchers' only incentive is to improve Iowa's soybean farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. From farmer-led trials to the latest research results, our team can find the right, unbiased opportunity to meet your farm's unique needs. All thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment. Learn more about ISA's Research Center for Farming Innovation at iasoybeans.com.
Rebecca Adcock is with the International Fresh Produce Association and says specialty crop producers are growing increasingly concerned about the stalled farm bill.
We fought very hard for some policy changes. We too are looking at if reconciliation is a route, you know, are there some things that we can do in the interim until the policy changes come through, very similar to other folks. Specialty crop industry has been hit hard by a lot of similar economic factors to our friends in the row crops. We do grow specialty crops all over the country, and we certainly sell them all over the country. And so consumer price pressures and consumption, you know, we knew fruits and vegetables are a huge piece of the health initiatives and the things that are going on for the administration. So I think there's a lot of potential, a lot of opportunity.
Adcock stresses a need for more effective crop insurance options tailored to specialty crops. She says many growers either lack access altogether or are offered inadequate coverage.
Do we have enough crop insurance tools? Little known fact, significant portion of specialty crops don't have crop insurance products at all. And even the ones that they do have in some places don't work so well. There's a few folks, the orchards, a few of the berries, a few people here and there in certain parts of the country that have one, have some, but a lot of parts of the world that we operate in here don't have crop insurance. So that's a big issue for us. We've been working with the industry on that, trying to work with USDA on that, but ultimately we do need a farm bill to help make some of that better.
She also reminds us that food security is national security, and specialty crop producers cannot be left behind.
We are food security. We are, you know, grocery stores are kind of measured by what their produce and their fresh meat section, their fresh products look like. That's, you know, everything else is in the center of the store, and you know whether you like it or not, but that's pretty standard. You know, you know what you're getting. You're measured by your fresh produce. You're measured by your fresh meats, and we're a big part of that. And we also know that, you know, as far as the turn and the attention for public health and health outcomes and all the things that we know we need to do better with as a society, we're a key piece of that. Fruits and vegetables, we're not eating the half the plate that we're supposed to. You know, 1 in 10 Americans is just not filling that up. And so we know we have a story to tell. We know we're an incredibly important part of it. American agriculture, especially crop industry, has a bright future, but we do need to do some structural changes at the government level to help support the industry, to make sure they get the regulatory reforms, some of the burdens really removed. You know, the focus on American production is welcome. However, you know, there is a retaliation and a dark side of that story that we're trying to tell on tariffs as well.
Adcock encourages specialty crop producers to contact their lawmakers and speak up about the support they need. You can hear more comments from Rebecca on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.